This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, September 14th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Today in the news, we see California wildfires killing, they say, at least one person, destroying over 400 homes and businesses. This is something I've been gone for about a week and a half, got back towards the end of last week. We went out to the west coast of the Pacific Northwest. We went around the Oregon area looking at that area, as well as down to the tip of Northern California to see redwood trees, redwood forests. It was absolutely amazing to see these massive riverbeds that were dried up. There was a lot of chemtrailing, as a matter of fact, as we drove around, as my wife kept pointing it out to me. She was very upset about it. But as we were driving through there, we saw, as it was, we were in the plane, we could see the wildfires from the plane. As we were driving through the areas, we saw massive choking smoke. But one of the things that I thought was really touching was the signs of people thanking the firefighters who have come from all over the country to fight these fires. They genuinely appreciated these people who were putting their lives at risk to save other people's lives, to save their homes, to save their businesses. We saw massive encampments of people who had basically taken their camper trailers, and they just cleared out large areas for them to stay, and they were camping out there as volunteers to work on these areas. Incredibly sad to see what is going on there, and you can see some of that footage there. Moves very, very quickly through the forest, and these massive areas, not so much in Oregon, but boy, really was dry in Northern California. It was also dry for Oregon, from what everyone was saying. We also have other news that we're going to cover this hour. I want to talk about a West Point professor who called for the U.S. military to target legal critics of the war on terror, people who criticized our foreign policy, for example. We're going to talk about what's behind that. We've got a retired CIA agent saying that we run the Afghan opium trade. He actually wrote a book about it, and he claims that as he was about to publish this book, he was set up with child pornography charges. So we're going to talk about that. We have Spy Chief James Clapper says the intelligence community is like Spider-Man. Well, they do wear a mask. The mask is national security, and they feel that as long as they've got that mask on, they can do anything they want. But they actually did mention, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, but we haven't seen that. What he was really focusing on, however, was Spidey's senses, you know, Spidey sense, the precognition. James Clapper, the guy who lied to Senator Ron Wyden about Dragnet surveillance just a couple of weeks before Ed Snowden did the massive release of information that proved that that was what was happening. Of course, many people like Thomas Drake and William Binney and other NSA whistleblowers had, right after September 11th, had gone through channels trying to stop this. They knew it was unconstitutional. And we're going to talk about this in detail when we come back, but at the time, they had ignored the NSA whistleblowers. Even though they had charged Thomas Drake and tried to put him in jail as a whistleblower, that had not picked up any traction in the mainstream press. But the Ed Snowden documents, of course, did. And just before that happened, we have the direct questioning from Ron Wyden, who also knew, everybody knew, that this was going on in the Senate. All the senators and the Intelligence Committee knew it. Their staffers knew it. James Clapper knew it. And he asked him a direct question, said, are you doing dragnet surveillance on the American people? You remember that? He looks down and he rubs his head and he goes, well, he lied about it. Directly lied about it. He is someone who very much knows about pre-crime. He's been working with geospatial intelligence since 2000. That was his first directorship. That's what we've talked about, being behind Jade Helm. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We were talking in the last segment about James Clapper, the guy who famously lied to Ron Wyden about Dragnet surveillance just before he was proven to be a liar by the Edward Snowden releases. And he's talking about how the intelligence community is kind of like Spider-Man. He does say, with great power comes great responsibility, but of course they don't live up to that responsibility. He was really more focused on what he called the precognitive spidey sense. In other words, pre-crime, folks. This is where this is all coming from. James Clapper has been part of geospatial intelligence since 2000. That was his first directorship. The geospatial intelligence conference that happens every year. It's one of the fastest growing divisions of intelligence. He has been a keynote speaker most of the year. So he is intricately involved in this. And when he talks about a precognition, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about pre-crime. As we pointed out when we covered Jade Helm, talked about, and of course, Jade Helm is supposed to end tomorrow is the last day of Jade Helm. We've not seen anything overtly on the streets about Jade Helm. Isn't that interesting? Is that surprising? Not really. They said they were going to be dressed as civilians and they were going to try to move around without being detected in America. So these are American soldiers dressed in civilian clothing, saying they were going to be moving around without being detected. Now, that's kind of setting the bar pretty low, as Paul Joseph Watson and I were talking about that when that was first released. So, well, you know, if they're going to actually use this to train for foreign conflicts, as they always say that that's what they're using it for, instead of using it to operate here domestically against American citizens, they said, no, this isn't for you. This is for other countries where we're going to go to. Well, if they're going to do that, wouldn't you think that that really isn't going to help them with their training? I mean, that right there tells you that they're training for America. But we haven't seen any major helicopter drops or anything else like that. But we pointed out that the slogan of Jade Helm was mastering the human domain. We did a very long report on it. I talked with Rob Dew, and we broke that down. We looked at the geospatial intelligence conferences where they had a keynote speech that was mastering the human domain. How would they master the human domain? They would do it by predicting what you were going to do. And, of course, we're told by James Clapper, by Hayden, by others that, don't worry, we're not really listening and recording all of your conversations. I believe that's a lie. I believe that's what they've got the Bluffdale, Utah data center for. But nevertheless, they say, we're just looking at your metadata. Let me tell you something. James Clapper and the geospatial intelligence community and the special forces community knows that your metadata is even more valuable than your conversation. They call it activity-based intelligence. They call it human domain analytics. If they follow you, if they monitor what everyone is doing, who they're associating with, what religious, political groups they're affiliated with, what their movement, their patterns of movement are, if they record all of that, they put that into their database, just like they do for law enforcement, and they see who pops up. Who pops up out of their collection of database? They just run all this through. They say, we're not doing this deductively like Sherlock Holmes would do when he comes in and tries to solve a crime. We're not looking to say, well, there's a crime that's been committed. We want to, let's see who had motive, who had opportunity. They're not doing that. They're doing this in a pre-crime mode. And that's what the intelligence community put this together with. They want to just collect all your information and see who pops up as being unusual. Then they will focus on you. Do you understand how different, how dangerous pre-crime and pre-cognitive intelligence is? Do you understand the potential for false alarms, for people to be singled out when they haven't done anything wrong? And, of course, that's the very definition of pre-crime. You haven't committed a crime, but they think you might commit a crime, so they're going to come after you. Now, as they point out in this article from Mint Press, when they talk about his spidey senses, they say, and of course this is something that's gone on for a long time, we've known, going all the way back to the Church and Pike Committee hearings in the 1970s, we knew that the government was monitoring the citizens here in America. That was a key part of it. Senator Frank Church warned in 1975, they say, that this surveillance had vast capabilities, that the NSA had vast capabilities. If it turned on Americans, it would mean that no American had any privacy left. The agency could monitor everything from phone conversations to telegrams, and he said, there would be no place to hide. Total information awareness. That is the point of this surveillance that we see now coming from them. And, of course, the Pike Committee hearing that was chaired by Congressman Pike, that was the first time the public ever even learned of the NSA. He called the director to testify, and he said, we want to see your charter. You know, even the CIA had a charter. The CIA was created with a charter, not necessarily with a law. But, of course, the NSA was created by an executive order. There we are, back to the president as a dictator, except that was President Truman. Going back to that point, he created them with an executive order, and the director of the NSA refused to show that executive order to Congressman Pike. And Congressman Pike was outraged. He said, we give you billions of dollars, and we cannot even see the executive order that created you? I said, that's right. I'm not going to show it to you. That's the arrogance of this secret dark government that has set itself against the American people, that has set itself against the rule of law. As they pointed out in this article, and we interviewed Thomas Drake, I hope to talk to him again sometime. NSA whistleblower Thomas Drake had concerns about domestic surveillance in 2001, immediately after September 11th attacks. He went to Vito Pazienza, the NSA Deputy General Counsel. In other words, these whistleblowers, Drake, Benny, Wearby, others, they went through internal channels as they should have done, and they were totally ignored. This is what Pazienza said on PBS's Frontline program about this. The program was called The Program. Pazienza, the general counsel of the NSA, said the minute that Thomas Drake, if he did say, you're using this to violate the Constitution, says, I mean, I probably would have stopped the conversation at that point, quite frankly. So, I mean, if that's what he said, then anything after that, I probably wasn't listening to anyway. Oh, okay. So you got somebody like Thomas Drake, who puts his life on the line, like the founders of this country. He put his life, his honor, his livelihood, everything, his career on the line because of his loyalty to his oath to the Constitution. When he was on our program, he said, I didn't take an oath to the presidency. I didn't take an oath to a bureaucracy. I took an oath to the Constitution. So he goes to the legal counsel for the NSA and says, what we're doing is unconstitutional. And this guy has the audacity to go on PBS's Frontline documentary and say, well, the minute that Thomas Drake comes up and says, what you're doing is against the Constitution, he says, if he said that, I don't know if he said, I could care less. If he said that, I wouldn't have listened to anything he had to say after that at all, because, you know, the Constitution just doesn't matter anymore, does it? And that's, quite frankly, that's where we are. Whether we're talking about treaties, as we did in the last hour, or whether we're talking about the activities of the NSA, they could care less what the Constitution says. I played the clip from Michael Hayden, where he went to Washington and Lee University, addressed students there in the legal department. And he was talking about what happened. He says, I don't need Section 215. Section 215 is the part of the NSA, a part of the Patriot Act that the NSA says gives them authority to listen to our conversations and to spy domestically. He said, I didn't need 215. 215 is such a safe harbor. I had an order from the president. And he was so smug and cocky when he said that. We should play that clip. I didn't have that prepared for the guys, but it's just amazing to look at how smug and cocky he was. I had an order from the president. So when you operate like that, the word is called dictatorship. And that's where these guys are. Take a look at this article. This is from World News Daily Report. A retired CIA agent says, we run the Afghan opium trade. Where have we heard that before? We've been telling you that for years at InfoWars. We had Geraldo Rivera standing in the poppy field, showing American soldiers, help guarding the poppy fields, helping to load the poppy stuff. And say, yeah, we want to. They need an economy, so we're doing this to help this. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It's an open secret. But he writes a book about it. A retired CIA agent recently convicted of possession of child pornography accuses the U.S. government of trying to frame him as he was about to release a book that will, he says, blow the lid off the CIA's drug smuggling operations in Afghanistan. This is from the Cheyenne Herald in Wyoming. John F. Abbotsford, a 38-year-old Afghan war veteran that also served his country as a CIA analyst, has recently been convicted of possession of child pornography, accusations that he claims were fabricated by the U.S. government to stop the publication of his upcoming book, The CIA in Afghanistan, 30 Years of Drug Smuggling. He says, this is a desperate attempt by the U.S. government to shut me up. If I'm going to face jail time, I want the truth to be known before they get rid of me in prison. He says, I'm ashamed to say that I've participated in these drug smuggling operations on many occasions. For a long time, I tried to convince myself that we were doing it for the right cause. But this burden is destroying me inside, and I can't stand it anymore. He said that to a court audience. He said the CIA has been dealing drugs since its creation. And he's addressing the court here because when they brought him up on charges for child pornography And understand, with the NSA having the tools, everybody's computers, it's, they're loading stuff on your computer all the time, folks. It may not be child pornography. It may just be stuff to spy on you. But they can very easily put child pornography on anybody's computer if they want to take you down for political purposes. He didn't even address the child pornography charges. When he got up and addressed the court, what he talked about was what they were doing in Afghanistan, what he had been doing. He says the CIA has been dealing drugs since its creation. They've been smuggling drugs everywhere in the world for the past 60 years. In Taiwan in 1949 to support General Chiang Kai-shek against the Chinese communists. In Vietnam and Nicaragua, it's just the tip of the iceberg. And we've been telling you that at InfoWars. Alex Jones has been telling you for a long time. We'll be right back.
Political unrest and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, and of course, yeah, every move you make, they will be watching you. That's the whole point of mastering the human domain. It's total information awareness. It's predicting what you're going to do. And metadata is a key part of it. It's far more important even than getting your phone conversations. We're going to go back and we're going to take a look at what's going on with the military and their deadly gain of function viruses, or select agents as they call them, bringing in deadly bacteria that are not indigenous to the United States, enhancing them. That's what gain of function is about. And then carelessly mishandling it. Yes, over the weekend, we had yet another report of this happening by the U.S. military. Before we go to that, I just want to let you know, however, that Deep Cleanse is back in stock. It's one of the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. That's what supports our operation. Deep Cleanse by InfoWars Life is back in stock after selling out just months ago in only a couple of days. Our newest run is still in limited supply. It's extremely hard to get the organic ingredients that make up Deep Cleanse. It uses nanocolloidal zeolites and organic compounds to aid the body in true cleansing. It's one of the best all-in-one products by InfoWars Life to help your body cleanse itself naturally. We have a lot of reviews on our site. That's one of the ways that you can make an informed decision if you want to support us and support your health. Let me read you a couple of reviews about Deep Cleanse that are on InfoWarsLife.com. Here's one by Monty. He prefers not to say where he's from. He said, I previously conducted an oxy powder cleanse, an apple cider and vinegar, olive oil liver cleanse, and had already been using a different zeolite metal cleanse. I then tried this product. The zeolite is a must for me because of other circumstances. After starting this product, stuff started coming out of me. I feel even better than I did before. Another one. This is from a homemaker. She says in Chichester, New Hampshire, I followed up with my grandkids' doctor on their heavy metal panel, and he was astonished with the decreased readings. That's what the zeolites do for you. It's essentially something that helps to naturally filter the heavy metals and toxins out of your body. Again, it's back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Deep Cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's talk about other things that might get into your body. Things from the Department of Defense. You know, last night, my family went back and watched Aliens again. We hadn't seen it for a number of years. And every time I see it, I'm just amazed at the parallels between this one character, if you remember, who wants to get the alien back because he can make a lot of money selling it to the military, weaponizing it, right? I'm amazed at how irresponsible our real government is. We have a government, we have military contractors who will do precisely that in the real world. They're bringing in pathogens that are not indigenous to America. They are enhancing them. They call them select agents. They're enhancing them so that they are more deadly. These are things that already have killed the vast majority of the people who contract it. They try to make it more dangerous. They try to make it more contagious. And then they're sloppy with the way that they contain it. They bring them over in these biosafety labs. We've talked about this earlier this year. We talked about the leak in LSU, the National Primate Center, where they brought over Burkholderia pseudomallei, which is a bacteria that's not indigenous to the United States. Somehow it got out of their biosafety level 3 lab and got into the wild, into the open acreage with these other primates that were there. They had an investigation. They couldn't figure it out. Then one of the people who was investigating it tested positive for it. But don't worry, I'm sure they didn't catch it, they said. Didn't catch it here. They must have gotten it from a previous exposure. And then the head of the Tulane area said, this Tulane lab said, I wouldn't be surprised if we test the soil and find the bacteria there because it was probably already there. And somebody who was honest at the CDC said that has never been in the United States. It only was existent in 2 other countries far remote from here. He said that's never been indigenous in the United States. But, of course, that's what we're seeing over and over again. Now, the newest one. We had anthrax shipped through the mail, live anthrax shipped by Department of Defense laboratories. Now we've got samples of black plague and other deadly pathogens. The latest CDC investigation started after CDC inspectors found a sample of the plague in a freezer outside of a containment area on August the 17th at the Edgewood Chemical Biological Center in Maryland. Now, they say this is the chairman of the House Energy Commerce Committee, both of them, the Republican and Democrat, said anthrax being mishandled is disconcerting enough, but now we've got mishandling that includes the plague. No, it doesn't include the plague. It includes weaponized plague. You understand? Why are we even doing this? Why would we even take deadly pathogens and weaponize them? And then why would we give it to these people to let loose? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. One of the articles that's up on InfoWars.com are the topless protesters who are interrupting the Muslim conference on women. You know, we have the news break that Darren McBrain did, where he's talking about how mini skirts and shorts, they warned people back in June in Germany, they warned young girls not to wear mini skirts, not to wear shorts, because they might get attacked. Well, what do you think would happen if you go to a conference with fundamental Islamicists and you rip off your burqa and your bra and get topless up there? Well, what happened? And interestingly enough, what these two fundamentalist preachers were talking about at the time, whether or not wives should be beaten. Okay, whether they should be beaten or not. So these two women who had gone to the conference, they rip off their burkas, they're topless, and they jump up on stage, and they start yelling, "No one subjugates me." The other one said, "I'm my own prophet." They had stuff written on their bodies. At that point, you can see here, this guy is kicking them. A mass of men rush on the stage, and there's no debate as to whether or not they should beat topless women or kick topless women, not with the crowd of people that are there. There you go. That's the religion of peace there. Taking those two women, knocking them down, and beating and kicking them. Now, we have an article from the American Thinker. Tennessee Common Core teaches one nation under Allah. National Common Core, you know, that's the thing. Remember when Jeb Bush was criticized for being part of an organization that funded Planned Parenthood? And his defense was, oh, I was doing that with Bill Gates, and we were actually trying to push Common Core. Not Planned Parenthood, we're actually trying to push Common Core. And even though we gave them $10 million, I actually reduced funding from the state of Florida for Planned Parenthood. You know how much he reduced it? $300,000 reduction in funding to Planned Parenthood, while the foundation that he's a director of, Jeb Bush, gives them $10 million. Okay? So he gives them 30 times more money privately than he took away publicly. But what he was really trying to push was Common Core. Well, what does Common Core do for us? Well, we've had a lot of guests on to talk about the problems with Common Core. One of the problems with Common Core is the fact that it's common. The fact that we have the federal government dictating to everybody what education should be, what should be taught. Defining the education, defining the tests, and telling everybody what should be taught. And, of course, it is a horrible curriculum. Deliberately dumbing down the population. Of course, Charlotte Isherby, who we've talked to many times with Phyllis Schlafly, had written a book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Charlotte Isherby did it from her time at the Department of Education in the Reagan administration. She knew that this was a process that was deliberately trying to dumb down the American population. The reason that Johnny can't read isn't because of incompetence. It's because of design. It is a tool of social control. It is not an instrument of education. That's the way the Department of Education has been pushing things all along. And, of course, we see the fruit of this now in Tennessee. In this particular district, this is the Maury County School District, students were assigned a Five Pillars of Islam project that included the translation of the Pillar of Shahada, as being there is no God but Allah. Muhammad is his prophet. Joy Ellis, the mother of a seventh grader at Spring Hill Middle School in Tennessee, said that Christian children should not be instructed to write this out. She said, "This is a seventh grade state standard and will be on TCAP." She said, "I didn't have a problem with the history of Islam being taught, but to go so far as to make my child write the Shahada is unacceptable." Where's the ACLU on this? Isn't this far more than what we've been seeing done with Christianity? Well, of course, they're not having a problem with this. You should have a problem with this. You should have a problem with the Department of Education. Remember, Ronald Reagan was going to get rid of the Department of Education. He could have killed that thing while it was in the cradle, like Rosemary's Baby, but he didn't. Jimmy Carter had created it. It was less than 4 years old when Ronald Reagan took office. He ran, and one of the tenets that he was running on was he was going to get rid of the Department of Education. When he left, it was several times larger than when he took office. And see, that's the problem. That's the problem with the presidential elections, or as I call them, celebrity big brother. Every 4 years, we get to pick a new big brother now. And it's gotten to be more and more a celebrity operation. And how do we know that even if these guys put out a position paper, how do we know that it isn't just a position? It's not a principle that they are going to live by. This is just a position that they're putting out so they can get the position of president. How do we know that these people are going to stick to any of this stuff? Of course, we don't know. And we see over and over again that they don't do what they said they were going to do when they get elected. How many times are we going to get fooled by this? And nevertheless, we still see that we're moving to that yet again. One of the ways that we move against this, of course, is with media. And one of the things that we're trying to do with our money bomb that's going to start in 2 days, it will be a 27-hour money bomb. At the very least, it may go longer than that, I guess, if we count overdrive and the news wrap-up, which is the fourth hour. We have a goal of reaching 400 million people in North America. To do that, we need $1 million. We need your help to do that. How are we going to do it? We're going to try to do this by satellite broadcasting that can be picked up by local television stations to help give us more exposure. We're depending on you to help us with crowd-funded donations. Typically, the way we support our operation, and we run a very tight ship here at InfoWars, we typically support it by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. But to expand like this, we need your help in a crowdfunding operation. So we're going to have a telethon. I think it'll be very entertaining. I think it'll be very informative. The next issue of Celebrity Big Brother on CNN, the presidential so-called debates, will be happening that evening. We'll be covering that live and reacting to what is being said, kind of like a Mystery Science 3000. We won't have any robots. It'll just be us here. We'll be talking about it. But we've never taken a loan from anybody. We expand our operation with your support. So we hope that you will stay tuned for the money bomb and be aware of it and tell your friends about it. We'll have a lot of auctions that will be involved in that as well. Some interesting things that are going to be auctioned off. And when I look at that, one of the things that made me think about that was this article. There's a new documentary film that is called Truth, and it's about Dan Rather. It's a documentary. Remember, Dan Rather was essentially fired or left or whatever it was because of some documents where he came after George Bush in 2006, events leading up to the election. He says a film called Truth should be accurate. Well, I would think so, too. But, of course, we've also had other films with truth in the title, like Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, which was really nothing but a convenient lie about global warming. So I'm not this is a Robert Redford starring Rathergate movie called Truth. I guess Robert Redford plays Dan Rather. He says journalism is not an exact science, but you know what is an exact science? You can take a look at a document that's produced, like the so-called letter that they had there, and you can say, well, this letter purports to have been written by some guy with the National Guard back in the 1960s on his typewriter, but look, the type is proportionally spaced, and when you type a date like the 13th, that TH is in tiny superscript. That might be an indication that it was done with a modern word processor. It looked exactly like something that was put out by Microsoft's word processors at the time. It did not look anything at all like something that had come out of a 1960 typewriter. So yeah, journalism is not an exact science, but there are exact sciences that you can use to verify your facts. But, of course, now they're trying to take Dan Rather's conspiracy theory. And here's the deal. I'm not defending George Bush's draft-dodging issues. There's other ways that they could have taken him down. They could have come after him for the lies about Iraq. They could have come after him for subverting the Constitution with the Patriot Act and essentially enacting martial law, because that's what we're under. Let's understand that. We've been under martial law without any doubt about it since the Patriot Act. When they say that they're not interested in the Constitution, remember I said that earlier. We had the guy on PBS Frontline documentary who was the legal counsel for the NSA said, Thomas Drake came to me and said something about the Constitution. If he said that, I would immediately just ignore him. Could care less about the Constitution. So we're under martial law. So if you're going to come after Bush, if you're going to try to take down a liar and a dictator, don't do it by telling a bunch of lies. Tell the truth. There was plenty of truth that they could have used to take down George W. Bush. But instead, they fabricate something off to the side. And you ask yourself, why would they do that? Why would they do that? Because CBS, the mainstream media, the rest of the news organizations don't want to take down this national security state. They're a part of it. They're the front line of the propaganda. You're not going to hear these kinds of stories. You're not going to hear what the NSA is doing. You're not going to hear what the CIA is doing from the mainstream media. That's why it's important for you to support InfoWars. It's why it's important for you to support the Drudge Report. As I mentioned at the very beginning of the program, we now have iOS 9 from Apple is going to try to present itself as a news aggregator. Why? Because Drudge is putting out information and stories that the mainstream media would not cover. He began that way by covering the Monica Lewinsky scandal, the perjury of a sitting president with a legal degree, Bill Clinton. That's how he got his start, by covering the stories that mainstream media would not touch. And now, Drudge is the largest news aggregator in the world, and does everyone an incredible favor. Very important to the freedom of press. Absolutely important to the freedom of press. But, of course, companies like Apple, they would like to replace that just for business reasons, but also they may have some political ties in that as well. They have been playing footsie with the NSA. We know that from Apple. It's very, very clear that's what's been happening. So it's very important to keep a free and open press. Very, very important. Let's take a look at what just happened in the last week or so. There, of course, over the weekend, we had the story about 29% of the people supporting a military coup. Isn't that interesting? I even find it more interesting that we've got yet another story of a crazy West Point professor, and we've had these stories in the past. We had the retired history professor of West Point who had put out the scenario in South Carolina saying that the Tea Party had allied with Islamic fundamentalists, and that was the background training scenario. Remember that in Darlington, South Carolina? That was the scenario that they were pushing. Well, now we've got another West Point law professor who called on the U.S. military to target critics of the war on terror. Here's what he had to say. This is a story that was broken by The Guardian at the end of August. And he said, this is William C. Bradford. He said, as part of a war against undifferentiated Islamic radicalism, that war ought to be prosecuted vigorously, he wrote, even if it means great destruction, innumerable enemy casualties, and civilian collateral damage. Now, this guy could get on the stage of the GOP debate because they could care less about our foreign policy. That's what they're always arguing for. We don't care how many people die from collateral damage. We don't care how many casualties. We don't care how great the destruction, we just need to take these guys out. And that's going to make us all safer, isn't it? No, it isn't. But here's what he had to say. He called his paper The Treason of the Professors, and he wrote it in French. I guess it would be Trahison des Professeurs. He said, the critical law of armed conflict academy is an Islamic fifth column. And, of course, when he referred to Treason of the Professors, and when he wrote that in French, it was a self-conscious reference to a purge of French intellectuals in the 1920s. It was absolutely amazing, some of the things that he had to say. Let me read you a quote that he had about people who were sympathetic to Islamicist aims. He said, ought to be imprisoned, attacked, and implied even killed. That's what drew the most criticism, they say. But, of course, when he says that you're sympathetic to it, the way that he defines this is anybody that opposes the foreign policy of war abroad. See, if you oppose their war, remember George Bush? You're either with us or against us. That's where this essentially leads, okay? You have treasonous scholars who don't support his all-out total war against Islam. That makes them Islamic collaborators. They're not funding the Islamic terrorists. Actually, that's our government that funds the Islamic terrorists, okay? They created ISIS to take down Syria. But if you point that out and you say, we don't want to have a war with Syria, then he says, you're an Islamic sympathizer. You need to be jailed or imprisoned. That was actually what his paper was going through. So he was actually fired. But this, let me read you this quote. Doubts and disputes about this war should be muted, lest around them coalesce a new set of self-imposed restraints that prevent Western forces from waging war with sufficient ferocity and resolve, so that either Islamicism is discredited and the political will of Islamic people to prosecute a jihad collapses, or if necessary, all who countenance or condone Islamicism are dead. So, we need to have doubts and disputes about the war be muted. How do you do that? You do that by controlling the press. And understand that it goes way beyond Apple trying to become their own news aggregator to replace the Drudge Report. We had a year or so ago, maybe it was 2 years ago, there was a law that had prohibited the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe from broadcasting or operating in America. They were set up as propaganda institutions, but they were only going to be used abroad. They're only going to be used against our enemies. But they fairly quietly, of course, mainstream media didn't talk about this very much, they removed that prohibition. So now, Voice of America and Radio Free Europe can propagandize Americans overtly. Not content that the mainstream media was doing a good enough job. They didn't feel like the mainstream media was doing a good enough job, so now they're going to do that above board. They're going to do it openly. Remember what James Madison said. He said the means of defense abroad will become instruments of tyranny at home. And that's true of the First Amendment, as well as a physical war. We are heading into a position where Google is going to try to delist news articles. They already do that to a large extent, but they're going to push overtly and deliberately bury news reports. We're going to have aggregator sites that become embedded into your iPhone, like the new iOS 9 system, to try to make it very easy for you to use their aggregator instead of going somewhere else to look for the news. If you don't fight that, you are going to be losing the information that you need to be an informed citizen. And how dangerous is this? Well, over this weekend, we had an InfoWars.com, a YouGov poll that was done by YouGov, and I believe it was CBS at the time. 29% of Americans would support a military coup. Think about that. Think about how dangerous that is. And then ask yourself, maybe that's already happened. And even more than 29% are okay with it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We've got a couple of amazing stories there. One of them, a proud mother refuses $900,000 payout from the police who killed her black son because they wanted to gag her. Another one, a black lady who was kept in New York for 8 days, injected with heavy drugs, considered kept in a psychological evaluation ward because she insisted that the BMW was her car. They wouldn't believe that. We're going to cover those stories here. Before we do, I want to let you know this hour of the Alex Jones Show has been brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com, products like Knockout. Knockout is back in stock. It was one of the many products that we frequently sell out of. Knockout is the all-natural sleep support formula by InfoWars Life. I've had trouble falling asleep for at night for years. I've tried every kind of remedy under the sun. This is something that really works. I've taken melatonin. That's helped me when I travel with jet lag and to like going to some place that has multiple time zones, like going to Europe. That is a good way to reset your biological clock. This has that, but it's got other ingredients as well that are safe and effective. Things like valerian root extract, GABA, melatonin, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan, many other components. L-tryptophan, of course, you know that you get sleepy when you eat a big Thanksgiving turkey dinner, don't you? It's not just the amount of food that you eat, but it's the turkey. And the reason that you get sleepy after turkey is because of L-tryptophan. These are natural ingredients that will help you to get sleep, help you to get rest. You can take a look at the reviews that are on our site at InfoWarsLife.com. Here's a couple of those. Bob near the forest, he says, Dingman's Ferry, Pennsylvania. He said, the blend is exceptional. For years, I have periodically taken valerian root or melatonin and get mixed effects and usually feel a jet lag style feeling the next day. Knockout worked over an hour and a half, and I felt very awake the next morning. Take a look at the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, Knockout is back in stock. If you're having difficulty sleeping, and all of us have more difficulty sleeping as we get older, it is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going back to these articles I mentioned, the first one in Daily Mail, a proud mother refuses $900,000 payout because the police who shot her black son said, if you take this, you are not going to be able to talk about him publicly. She said, to me, it was a gag order. Like, here's $900,000, here's $1 million. Let's just call it $1 million. It's so close to $1 million. Here's $1 million. Don't ever say Darian's name again. And she refused to be bought out. Good for her. If we would refuse to be bought out, if we would refuse to sacrifice our freedom for the promise of safety, that's the bargain. That's the Faustian deal they're always presenting to you. They're always saying national security trumps everything. Say national security trumps your individual liberties. We're going to make you safe. Don't worry. We've got these police who are going to serve and protect you. Right. When you give up your freedom, you are nothing but a slave and a prisoner. We've said it before. I'll say it again. Prisoners and slaves are never free, and that's what you are if you don't have liberty. Liberty has to be the first and foremost consideration. If you have liberty, you may get safety, but you will never have safety if you give up your liberty. Here's another one. This isn't your BMW, they told her. This woman, here's what they did to her. They injected her with heavy drugs. They forced her to spend 8 days in a psychological evaluation ward. She was given a $13,000 hospital bill. Here's how it happened. She was pulled over September the 12th. She was pulled over back in 2014. She's sitting at a red light, and a cop comes up to her and says, why aren't your hands on the steering wheel? Why aren't your hands on the steering wheel? Wow. And so she says, well, I'm not driving. He didn't like that answer. I'm going to tell you what happened after we come back from the break. This is an amazing story. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.